The man I love took from my best friend. That girl got lucky, stole him back again. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. From his nation side, you better come on. Yeah, my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Ain't you hear that wind howl? Ain't you hear that wind howl? Friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. When time is coming, when it's gonna be slow, you can't make the weather, babe. Come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors.
Oh yes, this crow's nest. You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM.
FM.
The 6 minutes past nine. 17th of April. It's a Wednesday morning. I hope you're feeling good. You're feeling groovy. 'Cause this is Crow's Nest, baby. This is Crow's Nest. We're back. This genuinely, I have no idea. I never really know much. You all know that by now.
True.
James is sitting across from me.
Hi.
James, hello.
My voice is going.
Thank God. Maybe you won't talk. I'm messing.
I carried the show last week.
Yeah, you actually.
What are you on about?
Thank God, I had nothing to say. I never do.
Exactly.
I think this might be the last one of Crow's Nest for this semester. And okay. God only knows will we be back.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There's going to be riots. There's going to be protests. There's going to be riots. If we come back in September and you tune in on a Wednesday morning, 9 till 10, and you don't hear the fine, beautiful I don't know
what you're trying to say.
I don't know either. Voice of Aaron Crowley and James. Then you know that there's an issue.
There is.
And you know that there are serious problems in the world, such as if Crow's Nest does not come back. But we're here for now. We're here for the next 52 minutes.
For the next hour.
For the next hour. Now, I kind of left you on a teaser last week.
You did?
I did. I didn't remember until literally 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
Because I had a song I wanted to play.
Oh my God, yeah.
I didn't play it. So I'm going to play it right now.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we also left the listeners on tenterhooks. I think it might have been 5 weeks ago now.
Huh?
Before the holidays. Aww. Before the 2 week Easter break.
What did we do?
We played the alphabet game, James.
Yeah.
Because I was listening back to the episode yesterday on my way up to Dublin. And we played the alphabet game. So and we ended up drawing 2-2.
Oh my God, yeah, we did.
And we were meant to have the grand finale. And we never did. And we forgot about it. So I'm thinking, after this song, we have to have the grand finale.
I guess he just wants to be beat up by...
Of the alphabet
anyway.
Game! Alright. This is the song I kept you waiting for. This is the song... you're all wanting to hear. And believe me, after you hear it, you're going to want to hear it again. And maybe.
Again. And again. And again.
Thank you very much.
And again.
And that's why he's my co-host, man. Yeah. That's why that... Just take a listen. If you know it, you already know it. And you already love it, I can guarantee. Mm. Because there's been mad hype around it since it came out. And rightfully so.
Yups.
This is...
Yups. Yups.
If I Could Make You Care by Cardinals. Ooh. Was it worth the wait? 100%, man. That is a,
that, it was quite chill.
That is a complete and utter tune.
Oh my god, there was someone outside.
I think that was my friend who just passed us outside. Oh my god, I have a friend. That's incredible. So, do you think it's time for?
Yeah, I was confused there for a second.
Final of the alphabet game.
I thought you were about to say James Song. I was like, this early?
Nah. We'll have James Song in about 10-15 minutes.
We're gonna make the people wait because my song's obviously the best.
Come on now. Alphabet game. If you don't remember how it works, it's essentially one of us pick a topic or agree on a topic, and then we each go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and have to name something on that topic starting with that letter.
We do songs. We did artists.
We did artists.
I want to do songs now.
We can do songs.
Yeah.
We can do songs. If you don't remember, it was evened up 2-2.
Watch now. Like, I know songs, but I know I'm not going to remember any.
Yeah, it's a case of when you want to remember something.
You think with like over 1,000 songs, my liked songs, I definitely have one for each letter.
You think that with over 6,500 of mine?
Jesus. Oh my God. Oh. I thought like I was finally getting like a lot of songs, a thousand.
You have to understand, back in the day, I used to just like...
Do you do that? Do you just like... Do you know if you don't really listen to a song, but you know you like it, you just like it. And then like... The songs you actually listen to, you put in playlists.
Yes.
Everyone I know doesn't do that. Everyone thinks it's stupid that I like songs, but don't really listen to them.
But a lot of people use their liked songs as a playlist. As in, like, these are my favorite songs.
These people don't. That's the thing. Okay, people, like, you know, I'll have songs from, like, 2010 that, like, are nostalgic that I don't really listen to.
Yeah.
Or, like... And they'd also be getting rid of songs from, like, 8 years ago that I don't listen to anymore. But, like, I'm like, I want to look back. Like, those are the songs I listened to back then. That was...
Or true, like, there's the nostalgia element there.
Yeah, like 2020 lockdown and stuff.
I have to admit, back in the day, I used to like, say if I knew like maybe 2 songs from an album, I used to just go onto the album and use the option that it's like every song on the album.
Really?
And I used to just like them all, even if I've never heard them all.
I always like, at all. I always just like look through and find the songs. Do you know on the laptop version of Spotify, you can see how many plays the song has?
Yeah.
That was cool.
You can see that on the mobile.
Can you?
You can see that on the mobile, yeah.
Oh, I'm stupid then.
If you go, well, maybe not like in the album, you're right, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. If that's what you mean, sorry, yeah, yeah.
I think you can for like the top five. Like this is
Mac Miller, just the top five. So, alphabet game, songs. Who wants to start? Should we play a game of.
I can't even think of an ARB. Oh my God.
Should we? Yeah, neither can I off the top of my head. Oh, this is not fair. For the purpose of this game, see, I have the computer next to me that has the playlist up that I'm playing today. And obviously, I already see a song with A, with I, W, H, L, and M. So I'm going to minimize that screen. Hopefully, I'll be able to figure out how to get back to it. Okay, that might have been a bad idea. If we don't have any music for the rest of the episode, then you know why. It's my fault. Okay,
this songs. Is embarrassing. I can't think of songs.
Let's play a game of odds.
Odds.
For who to go first? I'll pick a number between 1 and 3.
Okay.
And if we say it at the same time after the countdown, I'll go first.
Okay.
Or you will go first. And then if not, I'll go first.
Okay, ready?
Because I already have an A from cheating.
We go 3, 2, 1, say it.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Okay, let me pick the number.
I have it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 3.
I knew you'd say 3.
Okay, so wait. So you will go first.
Oh God,
because I have an A.
I don't have an A.
Okay, I'll go first. That was pointless then. There was absolutely...
But I don't have a B.
No point. A. The one I have is About a Girl by Nirvana. But as I'm playing that later in this episode of Crow's Nest, I won't go with that.
Yeah, okay.
James is making faces. My brain is also not working.
I have one. I do have one. I've liked it recently. Okay,
you have one for B?
Back on 74.
Okay. C. See, the interesting thing about C as a letter is it can sound like S.
I know.
Okay.
I know one.
C.
Also by Nirvana. Come on. One of the most popular
songs.
Come
as you are. Yes. Thanks, James.
I don't know what I have for you, but anyway.
D.
D.
D. Now,
I know there's a song called Daytime, but I forgot who it's from.
As this is a, see, the thing is, we could honestly say any word and there would be a song.
Why now am I getting, I know songs for you, but I don't know songs for me. Like, I know one for E.
No, don't think about E. I know one for E too.
I know a Tame Impala song. I know another one from Tame Impala by E.
D. Okay. No, wait, as this is a radio show, I don't want this just, you know, silent. I'll let you think. I'll give you some extra time because when I was listening back.
Yeah, there is one called Daytime, but I don't know who it's from.
How about this? We'll do a check.
Wait, let me just make sure who it's from.
But see, this is the thing. We could say any word for basically any letter.
It's by Lunar Vacation. That's what it's from.
Okay,
it's
from. Grand. E, I'll go Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
I was going to say Udder eventually, or Elephant. F.
Elephant, yeah, fair.
F.
F. Okay. F as a song name that begins with F.
God, I don't...
Oh, I have one in my head.
Do you know if I know one?
No. But you this is so see the thing is, you could say any word.
I could.
And then we'll go, oh, let's check it. And you could go, yeah, this is...
I swear there's one by Girl in Red that I used to listen to like years ago.
You could say like Freedom and we'll look it up. And there is... Like,
I swear there's one called... Oh my God,
Fall. Oh, come on.
Fall or something.
Fall? Are you sure that's not... Skyfall.
Probably.
And you cannot...
Oh my God. I'm going to... This is so... I actually can't.
All right, how about this? I'll let you have a little bit of a cheat. You have a little bit of a cheat.
Okay.
Do you mention an artist right there that you know a song, that you think you know a song that starts? This is so funny.
Girl in Red has a song by F. Wait, let me look through my...
Yeah, I do. I remember when we did last.
We were in the car. I'm looking back at my liked songs just to see. And we were in the car on the way up to Kilkenny. And this guy, like, he has such a strange taste in music.
Yeah.
He listens to all like I don't know how to describe it.
It's like K-pop.
I'm going to name the song and you're going to understand what I mean. Hit this song, Fuzzy Fuzzy Cute Cute.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whoever you are, whoever that Donnie is. Wait. Lad. Look, we don't judge here on Crow's Nest. James can't laugh at his music taste. James, we all have preferences.
We were like, oh my... When he played the song, we were like, you're not queuing anyone's song.
Was he serious?
He was dead serious.
You can't be serious.
He was dead serious.
But you can't be serious.
I swear to God.
Look, man, I used to like a song back in the day. James, you can use this if you like, because you might have heard me play it. This used to be one of my... No, for F.
For F.
Used to be one of my most played songs back in the day. It's called Fun. By a band called Fromis9. I think it's a K-pop song. Oh, and you know what? I might cue it up. I might add it in the playlist for later. And it's honestly a tune. I have no idea what they're saying. Because they're singing in Korean. But this is just a tune. Let me play a little snippet for ye. And we'll count it as James. As a, not James song, but as F for James. So this is Fun by Fromis9. Let me look this up here. Fromis9. Hopefully there's no... curse words in this because it is in Korean, but I don't know, is there any Korean curse words in it? But you know, no one's gonna understand that anyway. Yeah. Hopefully. Alright, this is Fun by Fromis Night. Listen to a little bit of this. Get on the floor. Fromis gets the ready
show. That is very K-pop.
It is, isn't it?
That is so K-pop.
It is.
Oh my God.
I think this is my most listened to song in 2020. One,
really?
Yes, I used to.
Listened to this.
I used to listen to that song every single day.
That's
probably over 3 times.
What were you going through? Because you do not listen to music like that. You would have scolded me for listening to that.
It made me so happy. So maybe Fuzzy Fuzzy Cat Cat is.
It's Fuzzy Fuzzy Cute Cute.
Oh,
it's actually. It's also,
I'm so sorry.
It's also only 40 seconds long. That song.
I'm so sorry to anyone I've offended. You know what? Fuzzy Fuzzy Cute Cute. It sounds like the kind of song you'd hear, you know, in the Nintendo game back in the day, Cooking Mama or something.
Yeah, or something like that.
what a game that was, by the way.
That stressed me out. I don't like that game.
That's like Overcooked. That's a game that kind of just ripped that.
Don't people like love or hate that game?
They love that. I see this couple. Well, I used to when I had TikTok, who plays Overcooked. And essentially, Overcooked is a game where it's a multiplayer game. I think it's 2 people, but up to 4. And you're in a kitchen together. And you have to prepare food and serve the customers. And, like, cook the food.
Yeah.
And there was this couple who plays it. And the guy purposefully gets really, really like into it every time.
Yeah.
So you get scored at with 3 stars after the round. And at any time they get 2 stars, he'd stand up and give like, you know, like a Champions League winning speech, like at halftime.
God almighty.
Like, you're down 1-0 and he's like, we're not efficient enough. We're not cooking fast enough. We're getting the orders wrong. It's sloppy in the kitchen. It's just like, yeah, I kind of like that. But yeah, fun by Pharma's 9. Okay, you're using Fuzzy Fuzzy QQ. Shout out to the dog.
Oh, it's just funny. It feels like it only goes backwards.
EFG.
Okay, is it G for me? Yeah.
Not for me. You are F. Oh. You use Fuzzy Fuzzy QQ.
Oh, sure.
F. G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah, G is the next one. I know my alphabet. Sorry to flex on y'all, but I know my alphabet. G. Getting Better by the Beatles from the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
E, F, G, H.
Hey, see the thing?
Okay, the song I'm going to play.
Yep.
Hell and Back.
Yep, fair enough.
Featuring Walker or something?
Yeah. Skyler Walker.
Skyler Walker. I.
I for me. I is me, myself, and I. This is also a cheat. The song I just played, If I Can Make You Care, by Cardinals.
Okay, H-I-J.
James song.
Jimmy Cooks by 21 Savage.
Jimmy Cooks. Jimmy Cooks are good. J-K. Oh, no, I know one, but it doesn't start with K. It's the KKK Took My Baby Away, but that starts with T, obviously. It's the K. Oh no, I have an embarrassing one.
Just say it.
Kill him with kindness. Yeah, that song.
Oh my
god,
that was like musically when that was out. Do you remember like the?
Yes, yeah.
Oh my god,
I did
musically to that song.
All right, quick confession from me and James.
Oh my god.
Back in the day,
we made so many musically. We had hundreds of followers.
James. I used to have like 150, 200 more followers than James. This Donnie passed me out.
How much did you have? I had 460 something.
I think I had like maybe 230 or something. And you, no, I didn't have like 200. I had like 80 more than you.
Yeah,
and
you
then
did.
You blew up.
I went viral.
You blew up. We should have stuck to that. We used to make.
You were scared of getting bullied.
We used to make musicallys alone.
This was like first year summer.
Together.
Yeah.
I look at my my sister. She's 13. She turned 13 this year. Shout out to my sister, man. Top Donnie. And sometimes I'd be looking at her and I'm like, and she'd be listening to these songs or whatever. And I'm like, man, what on earth is that?
Yeah.
I look back when I was that age and I was so much worse as like, you know, like a cringy,
yeah,
like young teen. I was so much worse. So hopefully the world is progressing in a way that, you know, young people aren't as, maybe it's a bad thing to be, more socially aware now at such a young age.
It's a worse thing.
I think it's a worse thing. Because back then, man, we didn't really care. We were making musicallys in like 2x speed or like half time speeds. And then it would be sped up and you'd be like doing all the hand movements and the angles.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You could tell as well if it was like you did it in half speed.
Oh, well, you could easily tell it was kind of embarrassing. And I'd always caption it like ready for the day, hashtag for you page or whatever it was back then. Hashtag summer, hashtag 2014, 2018, 2016. Yeah. Oh my god.
And you did like the
oh my half god. Thing.
Do you know where you had like only half your face showing?
Yeah.
That was like a popular thing, especially for girls to do.
I think now maybe all those choices I made back then, maybe they stick with me, man.
I remember learning how to like where you like flipped your phone upside down and then like
you were
put it
so
behind
good.
Your back
the transitions
and then or, yeah you put it behind your back, paused it, grabbed your phone and then like brought it around like around the side of you
throw
or
back.
Something and it was like a transition. I practiced that.
You were so good at that
religiously. Yeah. And like, oh my god, I was so happy when I finally did it.
I remember distinctly one, it could have been TikTok at this stage that we made, and it was a
was like the one where we pushed. Do you remember that one? Where we like put like Olex is helping out. Like we pushed him away and then we started dancing.
Let's expose Olex here too. I think I have some of these on my old phone.
We have videos of it. But it's to the Taylor Swift song.
It's to the Taylor Swift song.
Romeo and Juliet song.
Yeah, follow me, Juliet.
You're never gonna be alone.
And we placed the phone on the skateboard.
We tried that, then it got like really bumpy. So we just had Olex, like everyone did it. So it was like Olex with the camera, me and Aaron. Then me doing it, Olex and Aaron, and then Aaron doing it, me and Olex.
Sorry, Olex, for exposing you.
I think the best one was when Olex was recording, and then it was you and me. I remember I was like, they were in my hood up, like looking off.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried. Oh my god.
All right. If we get to over 100 followers on Instagram Radio _ Crow's Nest from the millions of people who listen to this radio show every Wednesday morning.
We'll expose
the video and then do an updated version on UCC campus.
Oh my god.
We're not going to get over 100 followers, so it doesn't matter. But if anybody wants to see that, man, get all your friends to follow us, because if we expose that video, because in the old one, this is why I hate the one with me and you, my belly, like the way I jump up with my hands in the air, my jumper goes up, my belly is just
I remember just
showing
my t-shirt.
Yeah. I hated it. Okay. What letter are we on?
You said I.
So it's you, J. No, you said J. Me, K. Oh, yeah, I'm still on K.
No,
Kill Him With Kindness.
L. Let Me Know. I know that's a song by...
Is it Tame Impala?
It sounds like a Tame Impala.
It does sound like a Tame Impala sort of tune, don't it?
Let Me Know.
Lecture Today. I just got an announcement,
Juice
guys.
World. It's by Juice World.
Okay. L. M?
M.
M.
There's a lot.
There's so many, but because there's so many, Money by Pink Floyd. I used to love that song. It's like 7 minutes.
Never mind. Or is that an album?
That's an album.
Fuck.
I mean,
that's an album.
That's an album. I don't think they actually have a song called Nevermind.
Frick. No, not Nirvana.
Is Nirvana and Nevermind.
Yeah, because I was picturing the album cover when I said Nevermind.
How about this? There is a song called Nevermind by Leonard Cohen.
Even though I've never listened to it.
But look.
I mean, technically I'm right.
Technically you're right.
But I want to try and think if I...
Your own one?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'll go to my likes and see if I know any or liked any songs by N.
But
I'm right. But I just want to know if I've listened to any songs by Nang's Tame Impala.
This guy just looked on Spotify.
Well,
I
technically already got it right.
Okay.
LMNO.
No, that's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Or is it called Over the Rainbow? Fact check.
Over the Rainbow.
Fact check me, baby. Get a couple of facts and check me on them. Check me on those facts, boy.
1 second.
I see the way you're walking, boy. You're looking like you don't know me.
Over the Rainbow by Israel.
Yeah. And it's called Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, it is called Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere.
Okay. LMNOP. Pain by Pink Panthers.
There's also... Yeah. Okay. P.
LMNOPQ.
Oh, it could be Finnish. The Crow could have lost unjustifiably. To James in the alphabet
I just press
game.
Q to see what comes up first. I don't even know if I can pronounce this. It's just a song by Apex Twin. QKTHR.
Nah, someone just spammed their keyboard right there, man.
Someone just slammed it with a full fist.
Surely there's a song called like Quiet, but I don't know a song called Quiet. There has to be a song called Quiet.
Quiet. Quiet, gentle music.
Oh, that's kind of cute. quiet.
I mean, I'll give you a pass because it's Q, and also I kind of did, to be fair, the cheese.
Q. Okay, we've both had a pass now.
Okay.
LMNOP Q or
Resonance.
Okay.
That really popular song.
Q or S. Yeah. Sorry. We know our alphabets. S. No S. Okay.
I know. I'm trying.
He's preparing. I don't like this. S. See, the funny thing about S is C can sound like S.
True.
Yeah, thanks, lads. Slow. Show me the way.
Show me the way?
No, it's not a song I know. Single. That's definitely a song called Single. Superman by Eminem.
There we go.
Nice, all right. It's getting tight now. We're getting to the really obscure.
Too Sweet by Hozier.
Okay.
Played that last week.
QRST-U.
Oh my god, mine is V.
Yeah, you're gonna... I know one for V. Do I know one for you? Undertaker theme tune. Oh my I can't count. We can't count that. That's ridiculous. I already have my
pass. There has to be.
That's ridiculous. I don't think the actual song is called Undertaker theme tune. Like, it's a real song that Undertaker just uses as theme tune. Shout out Undertaker if you're listening to Crow's Nest.
Oh, come on. There's one by Tudor Cinema Club. Come on.
Nah, don't. Because I'm only going to try to think of that song now and I don't know. I haven't listened to them.
One of the most popular songs. I love if you don't get this, so I can just like say it.
Okay. We might have to give me a 10 second countdown before I start taking the mic with
10, it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On.
Yeah, GG. Undercover Martin, Tudor Cinema Club.
I would never got that.
You listen to them live play that song.
I just kept thinking of Underground.
I
don't know a song called Underground.
Underground.
It's a song by there's a song by Tom Waits called Underground. I was just thinking of the Velvet Underground because last night I was listening.
I was thinking
to the Velvet Underground.
First, I was thinking Underworld, but I swear that's just an album.
All right, GGs.
Oh, no, it's a full-on artist. Never mind.
GGs. James has beaten me in the
alphabet
game. That's unlucky, man. I put such a good showing in a few weeks ago that
you stressed me out there the last time we did it.
Yeah, I was very much in your head last time. I kind of gave you more space today, and it seems to have proven itself.
It really showed, like, oh my god, like we know songs, like we definitely liked songs of like nearly every word, every letter except for like V or Z maybe.
All right, because I'm heartbroken, we're gonna kick into this next song. This is Within You Without You by the Beatles.
Take the
Enjoy.
Realize it's always
beautiful.
That was some Aladdin stuff right there.
It's beautiful. That's written by George Harrison of the Beatles.
That is really good.
Many people say
the Beatles.
Yeah, man. Damn. Many people say he was the most underrated Beatle because, well,
don't really know the Beatles, but
yeah, fair enough. But back in the day, as if I remember, being back in the 1960s,
back when I was a young fella, back in the day.
They say that George is the most underrated because he wrote, he was writing songs, and then John and Paul were just kind of like, they were the main songwriters, John and Paul together.
Yeah.
And then they were just kind of like, no, boy, like, we're not using your songs. Like,
really?
Because
they were the faces.
That's the way it kind of started with those two writing the songs. Okay. So that's kind of the way they wanted to keep it going.
Mm.
I have another Beatles song, out the pod later.
He really likes his Beatles.
I do love my Beatles. You know it, man. My top two. Now, the Beatles and the Doors, man.
The Doors.
We have James on coming up next. Man, the time is going by so, so quick.
Do we going really fast?
Yesterday, I had a lovely trip away up to Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
We did a...
Sounded so fun.
Yeah. As part of one of my, how would you say, modules, we were required. Now, a lot of the other teams are going today and tomorrow. But luckily for them, they all got businesses situated in Cork.
Cork.
While me, my group, and two other groups got the businesses up in Dublin.
Oof.
Which means we had to get the 6:30 bus in the morning from outside Bean Town.
What time did you have to be up there?
We had to be up. The first presentations at 10 in the morning.
Ah.
Which meant I had to wake at 5. And
is that why your man is like leaving... Now.
Yeah, but they're not going to Dublin. They have theirs in Cork.
Yeah.
The lucky people. And as we know from Crow's Nest, because this is just 9:00, I have to wake up at 7:00.
Womp womp.
I'm just quite a lethargic guy. I'm quite lethargic. So waking up at 5 a.m. yesterday, I honestly, I thought it felt like I was shell-shocked. As in that I was in war. And I just got exploded. And my ears were ringing. And my eyes were fuzzy. And I was like, wow, this isn't great.
Oh my God.
But it went great, man. All the other groups and my group, we did a great job. The businesses were all delighted with us. They were all very impressed with our presentations.
Yeah.
To be fair, we did have like 6 weeks preparation. So, I mean, we were.
You're presenting in front of a complete, like a massive company, like.
True. Well, yeah, true. Ours wasn't one of the big four or anything, but
still, it's a company.
Still a professional company.
Yeah.
And
it's not like a practice thing.
I didn't tell you this last night, but I kind of made a bit of an error.
An oopsie.
See, they told us, don't make any jokes.
Oh,
because
God.
You never know how they're going to be taken by the people in the boardroom. Because really? These people are professional, you know, workers, like they're professional, like they're like
well,
I won't name
joke?
The business we presented to, but it's like a consultancy firm, but they do a lot of stuff like tax and fintech and all sorts of stuff. So anyway, we had no jokes during our presentation.
Okay,
that was all good. I had my presenter voice on like I do right now to give it a bit of energy to captivate the crowd, get them involved.
Make their Wednesday morning a little bit better.
Tuesday morning.
Their Tuesday midday. Their Tuesday lunchtime.
Their Tuesday midday.
I'm here to make your Tuesday lunchtime a little bit better, guys.
For my presentation.
And
please give me good grades.
Of course.
Return.
We didn't really prepare for, but we expected, but we didn't prepare for, any questions they would have for us after our presentation. So they asked us anyway. The presentation was on Gen Z in the workplace, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking a lot about communication.
Interesting.
Right, we said that communication's a big part of Gen Z, blah, blah, was the underlying theme of our presentation.
Okay.
So they asked us, one of the top dogs at the company asked us, look, obviously young people, they use their phone a lot.
Mm.
So do ye prefer, you know, communicating over text and stuff or in person? So
that's a decent question.
Yeah, one of my team members said in person, so then I backed him up.
I would have said in person too.
And I started talking, and I was trying to be all, you know, as I always try to do, I tried to portray that I know things.
Yeah.
So I was all like, oh yeah, I feel like, in life communications better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, the reminiscence of COVID still linger with people wanting a flexible work day and working from home, blah, 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 blah. But now because we're all back in college and COVID is over and we're all socializing again, I think we all realize that we like the social aspect, blah, 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 blah. Then yeah. I go, I thought this is genius then in the moment. I go, oh, so I think that people use technology such as texting as an assist to real life communication. What I was going to say was, like, you know, I'd be on my phone, but many times I'd be texting, you know, to sort, you know, meeting my friends to go to the pub or something.
Yeah.
But I didn't really want to mention, like, oh, go to the pub, way.
No, yeah. I know what you mean. Like, you mentioned it to, like, arrange, like, an actual
in-person. You know, I didn't know what these people would think. You know, yeah. I want to get hired by these people if it's an option, like, you know?
Yeah.
So instead, I kind of blanked. And you know, when you blank, you'll just say anything.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I pick up my phone and, you know, I'd be texting and, you know, but most of the time, like, you know, I'll be texting my mother, say, letting her know when I'd be home.
Yeah.
So she can have the dinner ready for me. And luckily, they all laughed.
Oh, God.
They all laughed and found it in good spirit.
Okay.
But sorry, I outed you like that, mother. That's not the only reason I'd be texting my mother.
He loves you for dinner.
God.
For food.
God, it just felt like that old kind of way, like, oh yeah, I'd be texting the mother, or I'd be texting the missus, letting her know I'd be home so she'll have the dinner ready for me. So I was like,
a bunch of old people, I assume, so.
No, they were young enough. They were all young enough, to be fair. Man. It was kind of a young company, you know, okay. a young company, a smaller company. So it was grand, but shout out to my mom for that one. Shout out to the Jeanette. James, God, we only have 10 minutes left. James had a lovely competition.
I did. I went up to Kilkenny.
Over the weekend?
From Thursday until Sunday.
Nice little trip.
Yeah. I did a little social experiment to see, because it's like also with these competitions, it's basically like a 4-day bender as well. Constantly drinking,
as it always ends up to be. Yeah,
so I tried to like do a social experiment on myself to see if I can stay sober, and I can't lie, the first night
to see if I can stay sober,
yeah, to see if I can like not drink, because I'd be spending,
not like in terms of the peer pressure aspect of it, or just like
in general
self-control and stuff. And
well, I know I have self-control because I only drink to, like, you know, get that confidence, but like you know, like, to just be talking, like, so we can actually talk to people.
I know, that's not a great way to do it.
But I just wanted to see how it lasts, because I've been to a few of these now. These are the same people the whole time.
Of course.
And I'm a bit more acquainted with the club, so, you know, I can socialize with them sober.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how it lasts, and my God, the first night was horrendous. Like, it was fine.
What, you just get plastered?
No. I actually didn't drink.
Oh.
At all.
Oh.
It was fine, you know, but it, like, God.
I think I can see where this is going somewhat.
Like, it was a little bit awkward, like, because, like, you know, like, when the music was playing and everyone was, like, plastered, dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't dance sober.
No.
No.
I can't dance anytime.
But also, I'd rather, like, because, like, there was one friend who was in the club last year and she was here for Erasmus, and I did see her.
Yeah.
So I was literally just with her like the entire night, just talking and catching up and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was the actual competition, which I came first.
But did you drink the next night then?
Nope. All 3 nights didn't drink.
Oh, fair play, man.
I bought like zero alcohol, like grape juice in Lidl.
Oh, nice.
Up in Kilkenny. Oh. So, you know, because when we always have like print games and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wanted to have something
still
in
be
my
involved.
Hand.
Yeah.
Just to like actually, you know, have something in my hand and stuff. There,
yeah,
talking and stuff, and it was fine.
Yeah,
no, it was good.
But see, there is a difference. Yeah. No, but it's always like being around people, because I was the same yesterday. Because I had to drive home and we got the, you know, bus back from Dublin to Cork, and everyone was drinking, like, because it was an occasion. Like, we had finished our presentations, everyone did a great job, and we all put a lot of work in, so they were all drinking, and I would have been drinking too. Except I've nowhere to stay up in the city. So, of course, I had to drive way back home, which is grand.
Yeah.
But you're dead right, man. When you're sober and the other people are not sober, it's not like it's bad or anything. Mm. It's certainly, you're dead right, it's different. So, James, on that effect, should we kick into 1, 2, 3, 4,
James song.
Oh, my
James
God, song. I can't.
Wow.
I can't.
brother!
My voice is tired.
This guy stinks.
I was shouting for 4 days straight.
All right. Just do it with a lower pitch, man.
Okay,
the people want to hear it. Anybody walking past, they're going to want to hear this James song. Anybody listening live, they're going to want to hear the James song theme.
Okay,
anybody listening on the Spotify recorded version, they're going to want to hear the James song. So let's kick it to 1, 2, 3, 4. James song. It's the James song. You like how it changed? I kind of like to give it a bit of a jazzy feel
you
now.
Do.
I think I might do it like
clicking the fingers and everything.
I might do like a little bit of a like a metal like James song next time and
just completely shout it into the
yeah,
mic.
That might
shout it to the point that like you're not even saying it, you're just shouting.
That might ruin people's Wednesday mornings. But hopefully this song will pick you up. It's James song. Yeah, that was James' song. That was Hell and Back by Bacher, Summer Walker. We're coming to the end of Crow's Nest here, and the last two songs will bring us out, and I want to play them because I want to listen to them, and it's fine Wednesday morning. James, thank you for being here.
Thanks, guys.
As always.
Thanks,
Aaron,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, man.
I guess.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Sound.
Yeah.
That was me dapping up myself with a fist bump at the end. I've done that many.
He's getting desperate, guys.
Probably too many times to count.
He's getting desperate, guys.
There's 3 minutes left until 10 o'clock. There's a show on after us. To not be disrespectful, we play these last two songs. This is Lover Madly by The Doors, followed by Mean Mr. Mustard by The Beatles. Thank you for listening. I've been Aaron Crowley. It's James across from me.
Bye, guys.
Hope you made your Wednesday morning a little brighter.
See you soon.
Good luck. Love her, man.
change.